Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by me, Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control, and now you can listen to it on the go. So, let's dive into today's top stories. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. As the dust settles on the conflict with Pakistan, Money Control has learnt that several women pilots were part of India's Operation Sindoor. Top defence sources have exclusively told Money Control that more than 170 terrorists and 42 Pakistani soldiers were killed during the conflict, in which 9 to 10 Pakistani air bases were severely crippled by India's supersonic BrahMos missiles. Terming the elevation of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir to Field Marshal as a face-saving measure, defense sources asserted to us that they expect a humiliated Pakistan to try something again and that Operation Sindoor was not over. It has only been paused. Dutch chipmaker NXP Semiconductors is looking for a location in Greater Noida's Semiconductor Park to set up a second R&D facility. Danish Khan and Ashish Mishra report that NXP's senior management is in talks with officials of the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority to acquire land there. Last year, the company announced plans to invest $1 billion in India over a five-year period to strengthen its R&D capabilities. The Reserve Bank of India announced a transfer of 2 crore 69 lakh rupees as surplus to the government. Manish M. Suvarna reports that it is likely the highest ever transfer from the central bank to the government. It's also higher than the amount indicated for fiscal year 26 in the last budget. Talks between India and China to resume direct flights may fall through as a consequence of this month's conflict between India and Pakistan. Yarukola Khan reports that the findings of the Defence Ministry think tank Center for Joint Warfare studies, which pointed to Chinese assistance to Pakistan during the conflict, may persuade the government to shelve plans to restart direct flights. The months of April and May have seen as many as 36 companies get an approval from their respective governing boards to raise funds through the qualified institutional placement route. Ashish Rukayar writes that in the past month, the cumulative institutional placement cleared by the boards came to over 80,000 crore rupees. In the list of companies opting for this route are State Bank of India, Biocon and Adani Enterprises. FIIs have sold equities worth 15,587 crore rupees over the last four sessions, of which stock worth 10,000 crore rupees was offloaded on Tuesday. Veer Sharma speaks to a clutch of market experts to find out if the sell-off signaled a long-term trend. The expert view is that the offloading was more tactical than structural. It was mostly negative global news, such as a spike in bond yields in the US and Japan, and rumors of the possibility of Israel bombing Iran's nuclear sites, which created conditions for the sell-offs. The US House of Representatives narrowly cleared their tax and spending bill on May 22nd. One of its proposals, a 3.5% tax on remittances out of the US, has a direct bearing on India, which is the world's largest recipient of foreign remittances. The US has recently emerged as the top source of inward remittances for India. Vishal Shah breaks down the details to provide a concise explainer on the tax, its implications, and also solutions to mitigate its impact, as the proposal provides a window till December 31st. And finally, do check out how India is transforming its military in this exclusive extract from a new book by General Anil Chauhan, India's Chief of Defence Staff, who is also the principal military advisor to the Defence Minister. The extract, made available exclusively to Money Control, details the vision to integrate commands across the three services and its goal of making the military future ready. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.